Hello, hello, hello. Good day, good day, good day to you all. Hi, blessings to you all. Thank you so much for joining me today. Oh, how do you feel today? What's going on in your body, in your being? What are you feeling? Truly, can you take a moment and take a seat and just get in touch with what you're feeling right now? Are you stressed? Are you anxious? Are you calm? Are you relaxed? What is it that you're feeling? And just notice, what have you been doing today? Have you been moving quickly? Have you been rushing? Have you been moving just in a nice, easy pace? Can you see a connection between possibly any of the energy that might feel unsettling at this moment with the way you've been being with yourself today? Have you been pushing yourself? Have you been trying? Have you been fearful? What's been going on? This is what I want to help people with on this planet, to start really getting in touch with what they're really feeling, how they're treating themselves, what you're doing to create some of the stress possibly that's going inside you right now currently. And then let's find out what's motivating us to act this way with ourselves, right? The constant moving or rushing or trying or pushing, where does that come from? How can we resolve that? It's by finding out, first and foremost, what we're feeling, what we're doing, having that awareness, saying yes to seeing it, and then tracing it back to the root of when it all began and why it began. Often we get it from our families, from our parental modeling. So this is very important. And then we can start to do the real work there to kind of start to update and rewire the system, the subconscious that created most of its egoic personality at that time at a young age, as well as possibly rewiring around any kind of irrational beliefs or judgments that might have been starting to kind of stir within at that time and then have just been perpetuating throughout. This is the work that I do, and this is the work that we get to do together. And today we're going to talk about something really extraordinary and important. And before we do that, I want to invite us all to do a little bit of grounding work. Okay? So please take your seat in your chair. Begin by taking some slow and deep breaths. We're going to take 5 slow, deep cleansing breaths, and I'm going to have you move your breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. I am going to count to 3 on each breath, and on 3, beginning to breathe deeply in through your nose, out through your mouth, and on the out breath, please make a sound, and please let it rip. Let that sound really come out. Let that out breath be a sense of letting go, right? Letting go of what's going on inside that might be unserving. So I'm going to count to 3. 1, 2, and 3. Good. Now we're moving in just to a normal rhythmic breath. Just a normal rhythmic breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Enjoying the breath. Letting it take you deeply into this experience. That's what we're doing right now. We're helping us by doing this grounding work, doing this breath work to get more centered, more calm, more in connection to oneself, which is very self-nurturing, self-loving, self-caring, what you're doing right this moment. Excellent. Noticing your breath. Where are you at with your breath today? Is it restricted or is it flowing easily and freely? Excellent. Just being with the breath for this moment. Trying your best to let go of any thoughts, any ideas, any perceptions you might have at this time right now on this audio. Just being here right now as you are. Good. Excellent. So now we're going to get into the topic that I wanted to talk to you about. Yeah, it's an amazing topic. It's a super important topic. It's kind of like what I was just speaking about just a minute ago. We are going to be talking about self-care. Okay, so on the planet, there is this misperception that is extraordinary. And I cannot tell you how many people now I've worked with as clients, including me as a client through the years with my coach, that saw being self-caring, self-nurturing as being selfish. Let me tell you, there could not be a greater difference between self-care and selfishness. So often we are going, doing, trying, helping, and we think that, you know, when we take some time eventually to slow down, maybe take a bath, go for a walk, get our whatever nails done, massage, whatever it is for you that might be self-caring, that before we really start to engage in a practice of having that as a normal practice in our life to engage in self-caring activities, there usually is this initial phase that I have found with everybody I've ever worked with, including myself, where any of that kind of taking that time out each day is looked at as a luxury. It's looked at as being kind of selfish and thinking only about ourselves, right? So where does that come from? Okay, that does not come from your soul, because your soul is literally cheering you on like, yes, he or she is being self-caring. Please do more of that. Fill yourself up from within. Let your cup overflow rather than deplete your cup. And then you're trying to give and give to someone once your cup is already depleted and you don't have really that much to give, let alone did you ever give it to yourself that day. So I'm not asking you to step into this practice of taking 2 hours a day to meditate and pray and get massages. I am asking for us to start the practice of being a little more self-caring in our life every day, which could be 5 minutes in the morning with a short meditation or a short walk around your yard, a little stop off on the side of the road, go out to the beach, sit down on the sand, look out to the water, go on a short hike for 20 minutes, drive up the road, get out, sit in the grass at a park. Take a moment of reflection within and just rest your spirit. We are not living on a planet that supports what I'm talking about. We're living on a planet that is very much run by the ego, which means it's constantly trying to get us to do something, be something, become something, so that we finally can feel what? Safe. We can finally feel liked, loved. It all comes from action. It all comes from doing energy. What about just being as you are and choosing to take care of yourself rather than take care of everybody else? How many of you out there take care of everybody and everything and you're last on the list for self-care? When it's time for self-care, you are last. It's like, okay, the kids are good, my husband's good, my wife's good, my mom's good, my dad's good, my friends are good. Okay, now I'm good. Okay, that needs to be reversed. That needs to be completely changed. That the opposite needs to be occurring. You look into your day, you look in the morning, how am I feeling? How's my energy? Do I have time, energy, do all that? Maybe this list that I wrote needs to be completely modified. Today, I work a half day. Tomorrow, I work a full day. Today, I take an hour off for lunch for myself. I don't go out to lunch with 6 friends. Today, I was going to make these 3 phone calls to these people I haven't talked to in a while. I don't have the energy for it. I have the energy for taking a bath, putting some salts in there, and just taking some time for me. How many of you out here take time for you, your beautiful soul? You know, sometimes the blockage to this is, you know, like I said, there's this old energy inside of us, our modeling. There's so many people on the planet that their parental modeling was not of self-care. They saw their parents going, doing, trying. Most of us had super moms at this point. And, you know, the feminine was very masculine still, you know, just years ago. And so, you know, to be a feminine woman, it was to be, you know, I need to work. I need to take care of the kids. I need to do everything. I need to show the world that, you know, I'm worth something. And now the feminine is changing and it's becoming more receptive and graceful and loving and just as effective and more at ease and herself, right? The divine masculine, that's the divine feminine I'm talking about. I'm now talking about the divine masculine, same. Used to be controlling and intense and pushing and got to be the best and win and, you know, all this competition energy. And now it's the embodiment of the feminine and the masculine together and this receptive harmonization for both of those. And more ease as well within the masculine of getting things done and being effective, but not from a controlling perspective. From a more genuine strength and confidence that is more receptive to other energies such as the feminine, right? Coming from other ideas and other opinions of life from perhaps the feminine. So there's this really cool thing happening within the planet of this harmonization of the masculine and feminine energies on the planet. And before that, it was the opposite. There wasn't a harmonization. It was very separate. And the masculine was meant to be the powerful one. The feminine was the weaker one. And that's starting to come into balance, which is really exciting. And so self-care and respect to both the divine masculine and the feminine, it's so important. And it's so been blindsided by the past. So now we want to move into balance within ourselves. And the way to this balance is through self-care. You know, I know a couple people right now that their intentions for the new year were balance. You know, and balance and self-care, it's a daily practice that can shift. You know, one day you might be like, wow, I had a plan to do all this work and hang out with my kids, and I don't have that in me today. But what I do have is time to be with my kids for a little less time. And I think I am going to go get that massage. Now, what you do is you're filling yourself up with this loving, self-loving energy, which does energize you, does make you feel more vibrant. And then you do have more of this loving energy to give to your children or to the people in your life that you care about. This is how it works. So this is exciting. It's such a beautiful topic. And it's a journey to get to a place where we're doing it daily. So I highly encourage a practice of just beginning to do a little bit of this each day, even if it's for 5 to 10 minutes, you can choose what you want to do. If you miss a day, get to it the next day. So when we work today on helping bring this into your life more, the way I want to do that is through this really beautiful, divinely channeled prayer just for you to help you remove any blockages, obstacles around self-care in your life. So let's begin by taking, again, a couple slow and deep breaths. Once more. And once again. Good. Excellent. So we're going to move into prayer. And I'd like you to repeat after me the first part of the prayer. So everything I speak to you right now, I'd like you to repeat it out loud. And then I'll let you know when it's just time to listen. And please, do your best right now to move all your attention and all your awareness into your heart right now. See your heart. Place your hands over your heart. If you're not seated, please once again take your seat. Sit down, relax, close your eyes. Connect with your heart, feel your heart, be there for your heart, and as much as you can, stay in your heart the entirety of the prayer. Moving into prayer. Repeat after me. Dear Mother, Father, God, Goddess, I ask you please to be with me here right now and hear my words. I am ready. I am ready to become who I truly am. I am open to discovering all the many beautiful facets of me. And some of these I know of, and some of these I feel I do not know of yet. Take a deep breath. I
ask for your assistance now. I ask you to help me. Take a deep breath. Thank you, Mother, Father, God. And now, please just listen to what I have to say and feel these words move through your heart. I am seeing in my past that there were times when I thought that I needed to just try really hard to be loved. And I needed to give back to others consistently to receive that love. In fact, the only way I felt like I could get love was by giving love. And I see now that I've had it reversed. The love that I truly seek, it's within me. And the person I want to love on the most is me. And because I know that the more that I do that, the more self-love that I have for myself and I give to myself, which is not selfishness, it's self-caring, the more energy I have to exude unto myself and unto others. This other way of being, I feel depleted and tired and intensely overworked, stressed. And I'm tired. I want to be free. I choose to be free, set myself free, to create balance in my life, equal giving and receiving in my life like never before. Mother, Father, God, Goddess, I ask you for your assistance. I ask you for your help as I move forward to remove anything and all obstacles that might still be standing in the way of me remembering to do this. Please help me move into a practice of self-care daily. I'm there for myself at last. I check in with my energy. I feel my energy. I feel what's in my best and highest and greatest good in every moment, more than I ever have. And I am giving myself permission now to let go of what I feel like I should be doing or what I have to be doing or what I need to be doing rather what I choose to be doing for myself that is self-loving, self-caring, self-nurturing. I see that it is time for me now to put me first. I know that when I do this, I attract others who put themselves first. That's what I attract. My inside creates my outside. My inner world creates my outer world. I want self-loving people in my life. I want people that care about themselves in my life. I want us to feel that and see that in one another and to inspire one another. This is the way I want to live my life. I choose this way of life with self-care written all over it. Take a deep breath. Thank you so much, Mother, Father, God, Goddess. I am so grateful. I call for the divine assistance of all angels, guides, and masters of mind to be here with me right now. And as I move forward, please, I ask you to assist me on this journey of more self-nurturing, self-caring energy, bringing it more into my life, reminding me to do so. I'm grateful. I am so grateful. Take a deep breath. Thank you so much. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Thanks for joining me today. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.